Time now for business news. The merger of Johnson & Johnson and Guidon Corporation apparently has some problems. The government approved the transaction yesterday, clearing the way for the deal to close. Instead, the two sides launched an unusual public sparring match. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Yesterday's Federal Trade Commission approval started a countdown. Johnson & Johnson now had 48 hours to pay $25.4 billion and close the deal with Guidon. Instead, J&J announced it wasn't bound by the contract anymore because Guidon's business had been hurt by product recalls and government investigations. Tom Gunderson is a healthcare analyst at Piper Jaffray & Company.
What is J&J saying today with its press announcement? It's finally coming out and saying basically what I interpret to be we need a lower price or this deal's not going to happen.
Back in December, when the deal was negotiated, J&J saw it as a chance to get Guidon's large piece of the growing market for cardiac defibrillators. Those are devices that shock an irregularly beating heart into a regular rhythm. Their use has been fueled by improvements in technology and research that shows that they're effective in preventing sudden heart failures. A few months after the deal was negotiated, a 21-year-old died after his Guidon defibrillator malfunctioned. It emerged that Guidon knew about the chance of malfunction, and the company had actually developed a new model that fixed the problem. But it continued to sell the older one, and it didn't tell doctors about the problem. Guidon eventually recalled thousands of the devices. Now it's being investigated by the Food and Drug Administration and the Justice Department. Gunderson says J&J is pushing hard for a lower price because the findings of the government investigations could result in fines or even criminal charges. He says from J&J's point of view, there's another problem with this deal.
J&J, it's a bigger organization. They've been around for a very long time. They have a very polished brand name, and they want to make sure that they don't step into something that could taint J&J at some point in the future.
J&J's statement said it had been talking to Guidon about a lower price, but to no avail, and that there was no guarantee the talks would resume, and if they did, that there would be a new agreement. Guidon issued its own press release. Bruce Newdell is an analyst at Sanford Bernstein & Company.
Guidon basically said they're obligated to go through with the deal and that the deal still makes strategic sense in their view. And this will play out over days, weeks, or months.
Investors may play a role in the resolution. Yesterday, they drove down Guidon's price to a new low of around $60. If J&J were to buy Guidon at the price originally negotiated, each Guidon share would be valued at more than $75. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.